Hey guys, welcome to the MC Anime Podcast.
We cover anime, geek culture, Japanese aesthetics, and Asian studies. We are a multi-fandom podcast, and you can expect to hear topics in your favorite hobby or fandom activity potentially. You can find MC Anime on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. Also, please check out mcanimepodcast.com, our website. Furthermore, stay tuned in for another episode.
Hey guys, this is Mason from MC Anime Podcast, back with another special guest with us today. How are you? Please introduce yourself and what you do.
Hi everyone, my name is Eliasia. I'm a blogger for the blog called AliceWorld.net, and it's an anime, movies, and TV series blog, basically all about how the Middle East is, and the animes, and the movies. And I just live in the UAE, and I want to share with the world all about my love and interest on this matter.
Okay. Well, she's a blogger, anime enthusiast, and more importantly, has a Middle East perspective that we will capture in today's episode. Today's episode is going to be pop culture in the Middle East. She's going to talk about her experience as a journalist in pop culture sector, and overall her experience in the Middle East as defining her character and her background. So let's jump into what you do as for like pop culture wise, how you implement pop culture into the blog that you do.
Well, I write, you know, the blog posts, and I am more of a blogger than a vlogger. So I basically just like love writing. So, I mean, there's nothing special about it. It's just that I started this because I love writing, and I put my specialized, my own, you know, country, and I feel like what I want, and I just post it on the social media and the blog.
Yeah, I actually, before the podcast for MC Anime Podcast, was actually blog MC Anime. So actually, I get where you're coming from the blogging route, blogging to social media and actually creating a blog with it. With the blog that you have established, what has been the trend of the audience base growing into the blog that you made that was once your past and now is your career?
I would say it started as an anime blog, so it became as an anime blog at first. That was like the trending, and one of my popular blog posts is 10 handsome animes, 10 handsome animes characters. It makes sense that it's actually one of the most trending ones, like, that's what I started. Then I started moving to other stuff, which is movies and TV series.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So your first blog entry was those 10 handsome anime characters, and then it just blossomed into more content?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay. How did you find that you wanted to do original content instead of just traditional reviews or opinion pieces?
I mostly like, whatever I write on the website is whatever I feel. So, it's mostly my, like, my decision. Like, I don't look at other blog posts. I just write. If it's familiar, then it's familiar. But if something is just what I feel, I just write it. So that's mostly it. Like, I didn't know that till this day that the top handsome anime characters in Google, it is still the most popular till this day. So that was something just came up one day. I just opened the laptop and I was just, okay, people like find cute handsome men in anime, why not write it? So I just wrote it. So that's how it started.
Oh, okay. On that first entry, and since it's the most popular, what was the view?
What's it? I your voice was cut.
Views did you get? How much people did you reach?
I reached around, I don't remember, that was a long time ago, but I've reached, I would say, around 100 views. No, not so impossible. I don't really know. But to what I know now, it's over thousands.
Gotcha. And are you able to capture a revenue stream from your blog, or is it like a side hobby?
Yes, I do have revenue stream. I have my own store, which is a local store. It is not international. So it's just basically selling mangas and books. I also do affiliate, but I'm not I don't really do what the typical bloggers do, which is like affiliate. What do they usually do? Courses, they usually do sponsorships, or these kind of things. I usually just sell the products, and that's enough for me. So as long as I do that, I have a good amount to be able to continue doing this blog.
Oh, okay. So you run the store plus the blog itself. So the store is your main business and the blog is just tied in with it.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, business plugin is always nice to incorporate into something more. So it's not as bad to do that. So your Middle East perspective, how's that came up in your blog and how's that related to pop culture that is covered in that area?
So a lot of people don't really know a lot about the Middle East in terms of anime and movies and TV series, and that we have themes, we have theme parks, we have pop culture. One of the biggest pop culture events in the Gulf, which is in Abu Dhabi, the capital of the UAE. And every year I'm their brand ambassador. So I share and I speak to cosplayers, and you'll see them a lot on the website. So that's what I usually do. I'm trying to show the world that the UAE has other stuff and is capable of showing, what the world is. That's all. That's what I usually do on my blog.
Oh, okay. What are some examples of blog entries that you're able to do on that platform?
I recently did, but that's nothing to do with pop culture, but I recently did something like about the Emirati. About Emirati is the United Arab Emirates, a word for like local, for national people, for the citizens. They call them Emirati. So that's what I've written about, and I have written about what kind of culture, I put them together, and then I talk about what I feel like on the blog posts.
Gotcha. And is there an example of pop culture combined with the Middle East together?
Yes, there is a post, and it's all about my brand ambassador TV series. My ambassador. Brand ambassador, what my experience is. And I've recently wrote an article all about the pop culture and the situation in the altogether. So I've done these kind of pieces, but I haven't written this in the past, although now I'm writing more about the pop culture with the Middle East together. So yeah.
Yeah.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah.
Something happened.
So, the TV series that you've been doing, how did that incorporate into what you wanted as a passion? Did you were able to make it, or did it become streamlined? How did that work?
I didn't mean TV series. That was a mistake on my side. I meant like the post about the brand ambassadorship, not TV series.
Oh, so you're the brand ambassador. So anything that
The
was
comic book.
related, affiliate
Yes,
marketing
exactly.
associated with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how was that experience with marketing and being a brand ambassador?
It's definitely it's fun, different than usual. I've been doing it for 3 years, and I was actually surprised that they contacted me at first. I'm sure someone would understand my point. At first, I thought it was a scam because they sent it to me in a message, so I did not expect it to be a real, company to contact me, saying to me that you work with us. So that was a surprise to me. And then it was interesting to me when I entered the Comic Con to see that there is a world inside the UAE that is like this, because you don't see them in TV, you don't see them in malls, you don't see them, you don't look at cosplay, cosplayers don't walk around. So it's very interesting to see that it's different than what you're used to every day. So that was like my top thing, surprises that I have. And with the marketing, with meeting car actors, we don't see actors every day here. So like it's just a big surprise for me in terms of like how Comic Con works. My first time, this is the first time I even went to a Comic Con. So yeah, that's what I felt.
Well, okay. And how do you feel with the your experience in the Middle East as an upbringing, the culture and the heritage that you bring with the blog, with the pop culture?
So I'm Emirati. That means I'm from the country itself. So what I feel like is that very different. Like we can talk about the things that we know from books and TV series and movies. We can see that the pop culture in when the TV series were putting on the movies and they talk about the Middle East itself, it's all wrong. So I like to correct that. I think your voice just cut.
No, the definition of perspective in the Middle East and how people are represented it definitely gets mistranslated in media.
So that's what. So my goal is to show that it's some of them are incorrect, and I just want to show like how the perspective goes together, without of course touching in politics or anything in that matter. So I always try to show in like posts and everything, basically what I can do to change it, what I can do to make it a bit better in perspective of my journalistic views.
Oh, okay. So you aim to make a representation, take light of it, and put it in the spotlight where not traditionally in the spotlight.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah, transcending what is necessarily popular or different is definitely a big marketing tool that you can use to distinguish yourself from other brands or other blogs out there. So it's interesting you had the culture perspective to be able to do that, but also give back to the audience you want to tell your story to and how you write. Okay. And then from your experience, what is probably like a really big personal story that you dealt with blogging and combined with the Middle East to be very prevalent in your passion?
Like I said, like I mean, definitely it's because the mistakes that they do in the movies and shows, sometimes they're all wrong about how we are and how we behave. So I'm like looking at myself like every day, how I live, and then what they share is all wrong. So I just want to put it all together and just to try to change the perspective of both and show that it's not whatever you see on social media is correct and it can be changed. So that's what I that's what I think.
Okay. And which Middle East country did you either have heritage to or belong to?
The UAE.
And that's the country, I believe, United Kingdom.
Yes. No, that's called United Arab Emirates, which is, I'm sure you know it as Dubai, and it has seven emirates. So I belong to Abu Dhabi, which is the capital. So that's the country itself.
Oh, okay. How's it
Yeah.
like in being over here, or that you've seen?
I mean, I love it, and I don't really like it's very modernized. It's very it's very traditional. It's traditional and modernized in the same time. So that's what
True. What is one thing you want to take from your blogging experience? And what is a piece that you're working on that is really cool that you're so hyped to tell the audience about?
I would definitely say two things. I am working on a book, that's one thing. And another thing is that I am writing a piece currently, literally about the things that you have asked me, which is in details, which is how does it work and how the difference between in a movie and the content and the changes of like Lawrence of Arabia or these kind of things, and just like dig details and just make it into a proper essay to show that this is wrong, this is right, this is wrong, this is right. So that's like one of my hopes to continue writing in this perspective.
Okay. And you want to bring and what's this book title that you're working on? Do you want to share it, or you want to keep it under wraps?
Right now, I want to keep it in the wraps.
I mean, that's fine. That's fine. But it's not. It's nice that you are working from your experience, the translation from actual culture to the media, how it's different, and telling that perspective. What is one thing you want to tell the audience that you haven't already said about your experience, Middle East, and pop culture?
I mean, there's nothing really for me to say, but the only thing I would say is that just always do your research and then just make sure that you understand and make sure to learn about other cultures and then learn about the Middle Eastern, the movies of the Middle Eastern, which is actually quite beautiful. And then we have a lot of we have a lot of things that has been actually done here. Like I think it was Tom Cruise who did and filmed a movie in Dubai. So we do have unique places that is being filmed. So there's a lot of like mixed of pop culture here, and there's a lot of things that is being done. I think also Sex and the City was made in was actually one of the seasons was made filmed in Abu Dhabi, which is my city. So that's like I'm very happy for this that they filmed some stuff in the UAE and they actually share it. And then there is also there's a lot of them being filmed in like I think desert or things, and they show like things, you know, going on, and they even did a cartoon on this. So it's that's what Three Lemonade share with the world.
Okay. And before we wrap this up, where can the audience find you and read about your blog post and follow you on social media?
So the media is aliceworld.net, which is my name. It's Alia's Young World, and they can find me on social media the same name. And yeah, they can find me, and I will be happy to have them in there.
All right. Well, this is a little segment of the Middle East and blogging perspective of pop culture. Thank you for being here. It was nice having you. And overall, it was a good experience.
Yes, it was nice to meet you, and I hope the audience actually has a good time to listen to this. And don't forget to check out my blog, and don't forget to subscribe to his podcast also. He deserves it.
All right. Well, this concludes this episode of MC Anime Podcast. Thank you, guys, and we will be see you with another episode soon. All right, bye.
This concludes another episode of MC Anime Podcast. MC Anime Podcast is available on podcast directories like Google Podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. We also have our website at mcanimepodcast.com. If you want to directly support us, then follow Patreon blog MC Anime. Finally, if you want services for hire, then we're available on Fiverr for audio and video production, graphic design, idea consulting, and blog and article writing.